All right, I want to work on Tosfos today. We started the Sugya Veilach and then the Yisurin yesterday. I apologize, I have a cough drop in my mouth right now. But we started the Sugya Veilach and then the Yisurin. So we tried to go through Shitas Rashi, and someone came up to me this morning and said, "So that's it for Rashi? we got it? That's as far as we're going to go in Rashi in terms of understanding Rashi, because we sort of left it like a little bit." Maybe not 100% clear in terms of the definitive direction of what Rashi is really talking about, but yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got in Rashi. So, I mean, you're welcome to analyze further. I just want to add one hosafa, that is that we mentioned the concept that a svara is sometimes a din d'oraisa and a svara is sometimes a din d'rabbanan. It actually came up in this morning's daf yomi. We're doing brachos daf lamed hei. Brachos daf lamed hei is the first daf of the second half of brachos. The first half of Maseches Brachos is not really about brachos. It's about Kriya Shema and Tefillah. That's what we learned over the summer. Kriya Shema and Tefillah. And Rabbi Levin did the second half of brachos. The second half of brachos is about brachos. So the very first amud of the second half of brachos discusses, where do we know that you make a brachos anen from? Where do we know that you make a bracha before you eat food? So the Gemara goes with drushes back and forth, because here Shavas, Kav Chomer is back and forth. So finally the Gemara says, you know what? Svarahu, it's a svara. That Asalhanas Mel Mazeb lo bracha. It doesn't make sense that you should be allowed to get Hanoah from this world without a bracha. So Rov Rishonim say, okay, so it's a din drabanan. Svara is only din drabanan. Pnei Yeshua says, then what are you talking about? Lamali kras svarahu. The Gemara says all the time, Lamali kras svarahu. Doesn't that show you that svara is a din d'oraisa? And he says, therefore, birchas nen or a din d'oraisa. So it could be that this is exactly the issue we're talking about. Is svara a din d'oraisa or is svara a din d'rabanan? And the real answer is, and I think what we suggested is, it depends on how strong the svara is. So when you have a machlokas, let's say Rishonim, even though it's Pnei Yeshua's and Achron, but there's a raya from Tosfos, that Tosfos holds this way as well. Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph from Maseches Brachos, the Gemara over there is a shaila about someone who's pasach b'dechamra v'siyem b'deshichra. A guy has a cup of wine, a cup of beer, and he starts to make the bracha for, he thinks it's wine. So he starts to make Baruch B'yagafen. So he says, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he's thinking that he's going to finish Baruch Pri Agafen. Then he looks, he's like, oh, it's beer. So he doesn't say that, he thinks that. And he says, Shakol Nia B'dvaro. And he doesn't say Baruch Pri Agafen. So the Gemara wants to know, are you Yotze with that bracha? Because the first half you had the wrong kavanah. The first half you were thinking of Baruch Pri Agafen, you weren't thinking Shakol Nia B'dvaro. So are you Yotze with that bracha? The Gemara says, we don't know. Leaves it as a take, leaves it unresolved. So Tosfos on the spot says, in the name of the Ri, so we're Machmir. Because the Gemara leaves it unresolved, we're machmir. So, what do you mean we're machmir? How could you be machmir? It's safek drabanan, safek drabanan lakula. Why would you be machmir to require another bracha? So, apparently, Tosfos holds that a bracha rishona is a din d'oraisa, right? Tosfos is machmir. Aye, what about the fact safek brachas lahakel? We always have a rule, safek brachas lahakel. So, Rabbi Kivegar says, yes, safek brachas lahakel is on a birchas mitzvah. Make a bracha before doing a mitzvah, so the suffix about that is lachal, because that's definitely only drabanan. But birchas hananin is d'oraisa, according to Tosfos, perhaps. And yet, Tosfos and other places and all the other Rishonim say that birchas hananin is only drabanan. What's the nekudas hamachlokas? How strong of a svara is this? This idea that you can't get hanah without a bracha, how strong of a svara is it? Is it a svara that has the muscles of a d'oraisa? A svara that only has the muscles of a drabanan? So that's L'chor the machlokas. I just wanted to mention that because it relates so much to what we were talking about yesterday than Rashi. But Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's approach. Right? Rashi says over here, how do I know Eidecha Nem Bisurin? So Rashi says, what do you mean? All over the Torah, we're always believing in Eidecha. Hafrashas Truma, Shchita, Nikuragid, Chelev. He gives four examples. Four examples. Whenever you eat at somebody's house, so you're relying on the fact that they were mafresh trumas and maestros, you're believing them about it. Shchita, you eat from their shchita, you're believing them about it. You eat their meat, you assume that they took out the giran asha, and you assume that they removed all the chelev. So it's all about eating. It's all about eating at somebody's house. But we assume you're allowed to eat at somebody's house. That you don't need to aid them. And forget about somebody's house. What about a restaurant? The frumest mashgiach in the world could be there. But you know what the frumest mashgiach in the world is? One aid. He's only an aid echad. Shouldn't you need shnei aidim? So you see from the fact that we always believe 1/8, says Rashi, Eirachanem b'Yisurin. Now I mentioned yesterday, just another point to mention, I mentioned yesterday that one of the rayas that it's not a din of Eidos, that Eirachanem b'Yisurin is not a din of Eidos, is that you don't need Hagadas Eidos. That by Eirachanem b'Yisurin, you don't need someone to tell you, yeah, they don't have to actually testify. You could just trust that what they're giving you is kosher. There is an exception to that. The Shulchan Aruch recommends that when a man's wife goes to the mikveh, that he should make her, he should confirm with her that she went to the mikveh. That she should actually have to say that she went to the mikveh. Everything okay? She should say, yeah, everything went okay, I went, it's good, it's all fine. But that might be different because over there it may be a schazik isura. So that we're going to have to get into when we see Tosfos over here. So again, basics of all basics. Eirach Hanem B'Yisurin, the Gemara was very clear, applies to Isurin. We know that it does not apply to Dinei Mamonos. Presumably it does not apply to Tumentara, right? Because those are different areas of Torah. Even within the area of Isur V'Heter, there's a subcategory of Isur V'Heter where we do not believe in Eirach, and that the Gemara mentions explicitly, and that is Davar Shabarva. Right? Davar Shabarva is Isur V'Heter, but we don't believe in Eirach. Now says Tosfos, let's take a look, let's read inside. Eirach Hanem B'Yisurin, Pirush HaKuntros, Sharei Ha'amina Torah Kalechem V'Echad Al Frashas Truma Shechita V'Nikra Agil V'Chelev. That's the quote from Rashi. V'lo Ha'ilo L'Haskir Frashas Truma Shechita. So Rashi should not have given as an example being Mafresh Truma and Shechting an animal. The Bahanu Neman Afal Gavdi Yischazik Yisura. One of the things the Gemara said is yes, Eirach Hanem B'Yisurin, except if it's Chazak Yisura. Once it's Chazak Yisura, then Eirach is not Hanem B'Yisurin. If you have a Chazka Sisir. So he says, Hafrashas Truma and Shechita, even though there is a Cheskas Isir, we're still going to believe the Eirach. Why? Mishum to be Adol Saknam. Because you have the ability to be Mesakin. Kemosha B'Yisha Kanchus B'Samach, Vach Yamar B'Yisha Rabba. Okay. Now, we're going to have to explain what this means exactly, what the mechanics of Ischazik Yisura really are, just to give you a little bit of a start on Ischazik Yisura. The Gemara says that when there's Cheskas Yisura, we don't say Eirach Hanem B'Yisurin. Why? Why? Is the guy a liar now because there's a Cheskas Yisura? Meaning, is his Ne'emanus any less because there's a Cheskas Yisura? Would you say that? His Ne'emanus is the same, but...
He doesn't have within his ability to change the Metzius or something that's...
A Chazak is not a Metzius, Chazak is an assumption.
Exactly. So the assumption that we're having, he doesn't have the ability to change it because it's too strong, as opposed to something that did not have a Chazak Yisur, so then it's much easier for him to be able to say or for us to be able to believe him. And the same thing with the other, much easier for us to believe that it has either changed or it was not Basar.
Good. So Pasha Pshat, let's say, Cheskas Yisur, the Eid Echad has the ability to move the chains. Right? He can move you over, to use the football reference tonight, right? He can move you over, X amount. He could tell you, if you're here, now my Ne'emanus should bring you here. So if you have no assumptions, he can give you an assumption. If you have no assumptions whether it's mutter or asr, he can tell you it's mutter. If you're assuming it's asr, he can't make you go to the other extreme and have you... Now, would two Eidim do that? Two Eidim for sure can do that, even against Cheskas Yisur, right? Because two Eidim have full Ne'emanus. Two Eidim is the strongest thing in the world. What about when it's biyado? So Tosfos says, but if it's biyado, then the Eirach is believed. Why? When it's biyado, he's... What happened? Did it ruin the chazaka in any way? Is biyado did that the chazaka is not a chazaka anymore because it's biyado? Or does it enhance his ne'emanus? So it sounds like it should be something that works on his ne'emanus, right? Why does it enhance his ne'emanus when it's biyado? Just because he can, how do I know he's telling the truth? So this is something we're going to work on, Mirtz Hashem, right? This idea of Cheskas Isser. Okay, but Tosfos says it's strange that Rashi would give examples of cases where there's a Cheskas Isser for Eirach Rem Yisurin, because we know Eirach Rem Yisurin doesn't work with Cheskas Isser. Now, in those cases, it does work because you also have Biyado. So there must be some machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. You understand? Rashi thinks these four examples are all classic Eirach Rem Yisurin cases. Meaning, what's the lumdus in Biyado? Is Biyado that it cancels out the Cheskas Isser? Or is it, no, Cheskas Isser is still there, but Biyado puts the Eirach on steroids. It gives him a little more koach. According to Rashi, L'chora, Biyado cancels the Cheskas Isser. So that's why Rashi says, you want classic cases of Eirach and Bisurin without a Cheskas Isser? And he gives all these examples, including cases that do have a Cheskas Isser but are Biyado. So it's the same thing as not having a Cheskas Isser. Tosfos says, whoa, that doesn't belong in the same category. Those things have a Cheskas Isser. Yeah, you're believed anyway because of Biyado, but they have a Cheskas Isser. So Tosfos still recognizes the Cheskas Isser. We're going to have to ask Lamai Nafkamina, but Tosfos still recognizes the Cheskas Isser even after it's Biyado. Which is, this is not a classic case of Eirach Rem Yisurin. We'll hold off on that for now, but just to put it out there. Ushchita, Aval Gav, Dahashta, Ein Biyado L'Sakno Meikara, Haya Biyado L'Shchot. Is Shchita Biyado? Why do we call Shchita Biyado? Because if you had a live animal, instead of shooting it in the head and cutting its meat out, you could have shechted it, right? But what if you have a dead animal? So now it's not Biyado. There's a steak on my plate. My wife is telling me, Eirach Rem Yisurin, it's a kosher steak. So I could say, oh, it's biyada to make it kosher? She can't shecht it. It's already dead. So how do you call that biyada? So, no, because it was biyada. And biyada doesn't mean that it's biyada right now, it means it once was biyada. Hold off on the gid and the comparison. We'll get to that in a second. But I think that this is also an important... Each line, you just have to internalize for a moment. Why should biyado depend on what was biyado? I mean, I would think about biyado like this. Why would the person lie to me? They would just make it right. Instead of lying to me and making it wrong, why don't they just make it right? They have the ability to make it right. But at the time that she's lying, it's too late to make it right. No? And Tosfos says, no, it's still called biyado because she could have once upon a time. So what's the svar of biyado then? I thought biyado is like a davashios and matirin kind of svar. You know, you might as well have it beheter. Why would you have it beisser? So if she's going to give it to me, why would she give it to me and tell me it's mutter? Just give it to me and make it mutter. The fact that once upon a time it was biyada, why does that make a difference? So that's, when we analyze how biyada counteracts the Cheskas Isser, we're going to have to think about the fact that biyada also works l'mafreya. Yeah?
I thought in any case where you have a Cheskas Isser, it's going to be like that. You can't, if it's a mechazaka, like, it has to be there in the past.
Huh? That biyado has to be the mafreya?
Yeah, I mean.
No, the Cheskas Isser could have been there the whole time.
What case for Shechita would there be in Shechita? Would there be where it's now I have the power to do something?
Let's say Nikor Agid. Let's assume that you had a piece of meat that was Cheskas Isser. It was Cheskas that was not Menukar, wasn't removed. The Gid wasn't removed. Not a random piece that I can't identify. We know that the gid wasn't removed. And the person gives me the piece of meat and says, it's fine, it's good, I removed all the veins. I don't know what the veins look like or whatever. I don't know anything from anything. The person says, I removed all the veins. So it's biyadam right now to remove the veins. Says Tosfos, what's my raya that biyadam works even in mafreya? Dim loke na mai mehemin, given this chazak yisura. Otherwise, why would you be believed about Shechita? It's a Chazak Yisura. By gadol shechting, we never require someone else to stand there with you. It's always good enough to just have the shochet. He says, we always believe a shochet. Now what does he say? Why does it have to be that shchit is biyadol? Because I know shchit also has cheskas iser. Is that so pashut? Shchit has cheskas iser? What's the cheskas iser? What? Eiv menachai, right? But is that, when do you go to chazaka? When I'm not sure about something. Right? So chazaka is going to tell me what this might really be. So since it was Eiv menachai, so mistama, right now it's still Eiv menachai. It's a piece of steak. It's not Eiv menachai. Right? I know it's not Eiv menachai anymore. So how do you, what? Meaning if you cut off a leg of an animal,
yes,
and cook it, and then it could still be Eiver Menachai.
Yes.
But it would have to be an Eiver. Let's say it's just a cut of steak. I mean, the whole animal is B'Torah Se'ev. No, you're right. The whole animal is B'Torah Se'ev Menachai. I have to go over what the dinim of Eiver Menachai are. How do I know it's not Eiver Menachai anymore? I see the whole head is cut off. I mean, what?
It's not a Chazak Yisur. I mean, even it could be Eiver Menachai. That's the whole point, because it could be Eiver Menachai. It could also be a kosher cut of meat. But it's not Becheskas Yisur. The meat is not Becheskas Yisur.
So Tosfos is saying it is Becheskas Yisur.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So that's the kasha. Meaning it's Becheskas. What's the Cheskas Yisur? So Mary said, "Oh, it's Cheskas Eiver Menachai." But I know it's not Eiver Menachai. I saw that the animal's head isn't here, is cut off, and I saw them cut this piece of meat out of the body of the animal. I know it wasn't cut from an Eiver Menachai, it was cut from a dead animal. I just don't know if it's kosher or not, but I don't know if the meat was shechted or not, but I know it was from a dead animal. So what's the cheskas iser? So how do you look at cheskas iser? Is cheskas iser a specific iser? Or is cheskas iser, like we said yesterday, chazaka she'ina shchuta? Tulsa seems to be assuming that a cheskas she'eino shachut is a cheskas iser. That when this animal was born, it was not yet shechted, so we assume it still was not yet shechted. Aye, what's the iser of it not being shechted when it's alive? That's an iser of Eiver Menachai. What's an iser of it not being shechted when it's dead? That's an iser called nevela. It changes the shame iser, but it's all one cheskas iser. That's a chiddush in Tulsa's, right? That such a the chazaka could jump shemos of iser. It could turn from a cheskas Eiver Menachai to a cheskas nevela, because it's all one big cheskas iser. Well, why is it a rov? What's a rov?
Rov meat is not kosher meat.
I don't think that's the chazaka we're working with. We're working with the chazaka de meikara. Yeah, it's not a rov. What about women? Why do we let women shecht? Meaning, what's the kasha? Why do we let anybody shecht? Because it's biadam, right? So I asked Tosos, but women don't know anything about shechita. So how can you trust a woman to shecht? It's interesting. It sounds like this was like a minhag that they had women shechtim, no? It's the first Ramah in Yerodea. First Ramah in all of Yerodea, Simon Aleph, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, is that women shouldn't be shochtim. So everyone asks, why not? All the Rishonim say women could be shochtim. What's wrong with women being a shochet? So Shalveshik explained, I think, that used to be that in communities in Europe, there was the Rav of the community, and the other person who knew how to learn was the shochet. And everyone else was Amaratzim, you know? So if the rabbi was out of town, so they'd ask all the shalos to the shochet. So it was like a minui. It was a minu esrara. It was like a shtikl rabbanus to be the shochet. So that's where the Ramah is coming from, that women shouldn't be a shochet. But in terms of just the din of actually shechting, why not? So it says also, wait a second, it's not biyadam because they don't know how to shecht. So that's why not. Av bishen yodo sol cheshchita. No, it's still called biyadam. Why? Kivin she biyadam lil mod lishchot, ola haskir achel mshiyishkutu la ke biyadam dami. Sure, it's biyada. She could sit down and learn. Don't tell anybody. Woman's allowed to sit and learn Hilchas Shechita, and she'll figure out how to shecht, or she could hire somebody to shecht. That's also called biyada. Is this a chiddush? So right now, if we're keeping track of what, of how we want to explain biyada, we could pretty much knock out the idea that biyada is, why would the person do it be'isr? It's just so easy to do it be'heter. That can't be the svara of biyada. Because why? She could just give me the non-kosher food, or she could sit and learn for 2 years about all the halachas of shechita and then do shechita properly. Well, you know, she doesn't really have that kind of time on her hands. It's obviously much easier for her to give me the non-kosher food. So biyado can't just be a svara that, why would they do it? It's so easy for them to just give it to me behetah. Why would they give it to me be'isr? There must be more to biyado than that. Whatever biyado is, it must be. So we know two things about biyado. We know that it works in mafraya, and we know that biyado is even if the person right now has no ability whatsoever to do this. And it would take either a lot of money or a lot of time to get it done. Still we say biyado. Two chidushim that emerge from Tosos. We're going to have to figure out the lumdas. But I really wanted to focus on the end of Tosos today. We'll come back to the other stuff later. Frak Tosos, Vim Tomar, Uminolad Erechanam Bisurin. How do I know Erechanam Bisurin? Meaning I don't like Rashi. I don't think Rashi answered the question. Meaning, did he ask any kashas on, did he say that Rashi was wrong about anything that he had said? What was his point about Rashi? That Rashi gave four examples of Erechanam Bisurin, and Tosos thinks two of those were poor examples because they're not prototypical Erechanam Bisurin. They're cases of Cheskas Isur with the Biyado, and that's why Erechanam. But the other two are standard Erechanam. But none of them are a source for Erechanam Bisurin. They're all just examples of Erechanam Bisurin. So Frek Tosos, I want a source! Where does it say Erechanam Bisurin? Says Tosos, oh, simple. Yesh lomar di alfinan minida. Did Hashirin perikamadir v'safra la liatzma. The Gemara darshans in Maseches Ksuvos that a woman who counts Shivanakiyim is trusted to do the count on her own. You ask your wife, are you Tahora? Did you count the Shivanakiyim? She says, yes, that's good enough. You don't need anything more than that. I once knew somebody who was getting married, and they're a very modern kind of couple. And the Masada Kiddushin was only going to be, as a Chassidish Masada Kiddushin, it would only be Masada Kiddushin if the mikveh lady would write a note that this woman went to the mikveh. The woman said, I'm going to the mikveh. He said, I don't believe you. I want a note from the mikveh lady. They go to the mikveh. So I was thinking, that's good for the source of Erechanam Bisurin. Right? It's mamash about that. That's the source of Erechanam Bisurin. Elamai, he didn't believe she was, he thought she was chashur al davar. Why was she chashur? Because she hadn't cheated on it, she hadn't slept with any of the arayos in the Torah. But he assumed that anyone who's not 100% shomer negiyah, right, a woman who hugs other men or whatever, so she's chashur on arayos. So how could he trust her that she went to the mikveh? He needs a kashur erechad to be made about that. Pretty wild. She was not too pleased that he had required a note. That Gemara in Ksuvos, when it says Safra La, so there are three mitzvahs of Svira in the Torah. There are three times the Torah has a mitzvah of Svira. What are the three mitzvahs of Svira in the Torah? Good trivia? Svira Saomer? What? Svira Saomer? So far you got one. The woman, the Safra La. And counting, Shnos HaYovel. The Beis Din has to count the years of the Yovel. Three mitzvahs of Sphira in the Torah. So all the Rishonim asked the Kasha, how do you do Sphira Somer? You say, Hayom Yom, right? Echad Sheini Shlishi, right? You go through. And you count every day. Sphira Sayovel, So the Gemara already discusses, not everybody does it, only the Beis Din does it, but they actually do a Sfira, a verbal Sfira. Sfira Shivinakiyim? In their heads, right. There's no woman says, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shivinakiyim. You don't have that. So Tosov there asks, why don't you make a bracha on Sfira Shivinakiyim? What's the implication of that? Why don't you make a bracha? Is that there's some maisa mitzvah. You only make a... Granted, if keeping cheshbin is the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah even without a maisa. But if there's no maisa, you would never make a bracha. You only make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah, not on a kiyuma mitzvah. So Tosus must be assuming that there's a maisa mitzvah. So he must be assuming that you are so fair, shivin akiyum, that you actually do a sfira. Wild Tosus, no? The Shla Kadosh holds that way. Shla Kadosh writes, I don't know Shla Kadosh so much, but Nadvuda quotes the Shla Kadosh. And he says about the Shla Kadosh, Shla Kadosh holds that you have to actually say, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shivin Nekiyim, Hayom Yom Shein L'Shivin Nekiyim. Nadvuda writes, Oev Mitzvos Lo Yispa Mitzvos. That the Shla Kadosh is so holy, he loves mitzvahs so much, he's never satisfied with the mitzvahs, he wasn't satisfied with the mitzvahs God gave us in the Torah, so he had to add his own. Sfira Shivin Nekiyim. But it doesn't. Such a mitzvah doesn't exist. It's a kinder way of saying that he's wrong. But okay, so the Sefer HaChinuch already deals with the kasha. Why isn't there a sfira, the Shivin Akim? Why does the sefer over there just mean keep cheshbon? Everywhere else it means a real sfira. But whatever it means, we're trusting the woman to do it. It is a mitzvah, and we're trusting the woman to do it. So says Tosas, that's Eidachanem Bisurin. Why is that a better source than, let's say, what Rashi says in Chulin? What did we see in Rashi in Chulin yesterday? Rashi in Chulin said, Kol yachid v'yachid ha-minyasa tarav v'zavachta v'v'karach v'mitzoncha v'shachar es ben abakar v'achli kohanim al yado. Kohanim could eat it, even though you're shechting. So that's a raya v'yachid ha-minyasurin. Why is this a better raya? Why is this a better makar? I think leaving out this, let's assume it's not biyada and it's not a schazik yisura. Let's assume this class gedech, because we're looking for a source for class gedech and bisurin. So let's assume for now this is classic gedech and bisurin. It's not a schazik yisura, it's not biyada. Why is this a better source than Rashi's psukim? Rashi has psukim about how you're led a shecht and then a kohanim could eat from it. Isn't that a raya that gedech and bisurin? Why does Tosfos think this is better than that? Meaning, not just better than Rashi's psukim. Everywhere in the Torah, everything that you're allowed to do, every time the Torah says, "I'm allowed to do anything. I'm allowed to create any chalos." So other people are always allowed to trust it. We never find anywhere that other people aren't allowed to trust it. So why is it dafka b'safrala? You see, we have this trust. So two possibilities. One possibility is, and this is the pashtos. The Safra La, we have a drasha. La Liatzma. And Liatzma means nobody else is watching. So that's Eidech and Bisurin. Because it's Mamish, the Pasuk is telling me that's Liatzma. How do we know? Where do we ever have such a din that you could darshan the word La? Because of La Sefer Krisus. Same moment, right? La Lishma. Over there, it can't mean Lishma, that she has to be so for Lishma. That's illogical. Most likely, La means Liatzma.
No,
it's not in the Pasuk. Safra La. But we're dashing the word La. So it's a drasha. Now one could argue, wait a second. La might mean Lishma. You know, how do you know that the drasha is that a Mesorah, that we have such a drasha, that La necessarily means Liatzma? Or is the Gemara just using the Pasuk as a nice way of saying? You know, it's a nice way of saying that Eirech Nem Bisurim, but it's not really what the Pasuk is telling me. Pashtus is like you said, though, that it's a real drasha. But it's also logically compelling. Because what was our problem with Rashi and Chulin? Rashi said, yeah, how do I know Eirech Nem Bisurim? Because I'm allowed to shecht and Kohanim are allowed to eat. How does that prove Eirech Nem Bisurim? Maybe when I shecht, I need to wait them to watch me. I don't know that I don't need two Eidim to watch me. What do I know for sure? That when a woman is doing a bedika, to take a cloth and stick it inside of herself to check if there's any dam on it, there's no two Eidim there, not two male kosher Eidim. Right? Hashtus, that doesn't exist. And therefore, logically, it makes sense that when the Torah says v'safla, you don't have two aid in there. So maybe that's why it's the best source. But Pashas, like you said, it's because it's a drasha. The pasuk says v'ferish. So good. So Tosfos is satisfied now. Now I have a source for Eirach Nevi Misurin in a case where Eirach Nevi Misurin has to be where it's not ischazik isura. And if it is ischazik isura, you need biyada. I mean, if it's going to be Yischazik Yisur, then it needs to be counteracted by Biyada. So which is this? Is this that there's no Cheskas Yisur? Or that there's yes a Cheskas Yisur, but don't worry, it's Biyada? So that tells us at the end. Vim Tomar, Minol, and Eirach Nevi Yisur, okay. Vim Tomar, Im Kei, Nafilu Yischazik Yisur. So what's Tosfos assuming? This is a case of Yischazik Yisur. Says Tosfos, no, it's not. He has two answers. He says it's not a chazak isura. We'll have to explain why. V'gam biyada litvol. And even if it is a chazak isura, don't worry, it's biyada. That's, I think, the simple way to read Tosfos, that he's giving two answers. It's strange, because normally when Tosfos gives two answers, he'll tell you that he's giving a second answer. Va'od Yeshlomar, Va'omeri, something like that. Over here it's just V'gam. V'gam sounds like an addendum to the first answer. But it doesn't seem to fit that it's one answer. Why can't it be one answer? Because you don't need both. You don't need that it's not as Chazik Yisura and it's Biyada. Either one would be enough. If it's either not as Chazik Yisura or it's as Chazik Yisura but it's Biyada, that would all be the same. That would all be good. So we'll have to discuss why it's not Cheskas Yisur. But before we discuss that, so again, all I did today so far is highlight to you what needs to be discussed. What needs to be discussed on this Tosfos. But there's one point that Tosfos doesn't mention that also needs to be discussed in this Tosfos. And that is, Eidechud is Neman be Isurin. And we pointed out that Isurin means Isur v'heter, not what? Not Dine Mominis, not Tuma v'tara. And even within Isur v'heter, the Gemara itself points out, not Dover Shabierva. Well, what's Nida? We got a lot of options here. Tuma v'tara might be. Definitely, it's in Taras, right? It's a lot of dinim of Tumah Tara. Dover should be Erva. Nida might be Erva. Chayv Karis was sleeping with a Nida. Married or unmarried. Right? So it's Dover should be Erva. And it also might be a Sevehater. Tosu says, Nida's the source of Erech Nem Bisurin. To be a little more precise, not really Nida. Zava Gedola. There's a difference. Are you familiar? I don't know. It's Pesukim and Chumash, really, but the difference between Nida and Zava Gedola is as follows. A woman sees Dam once a month in a regular cycle, that's Nida blood. The Halacha Mida Raisa, when a woman becomes a Nida, Mida Raisa, and don't remember this too much because it has absolutely nothing to do with any of the Halachas you're going to learn when you actually get married, but Mida Raisa, when a woman gets her regular Nida blood, she's tameh for a grand total of 7 days. Grand total of 7 days means she starts bleeding on a Sunday. She bleeds Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, let's say, or Friday even, maybe even Shabbos also. By Motzei Shabbos, she can go to the mikvah. 7 days total, even if she bleeds the entire time through. As long as she stops bleeding by the end of the seventh day, she can go to the mikvah. Midoraisa, that's it, she's Torah. But what if she sees Dam in what we call the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida? There are 11 days of the month, and how to do this calculation is a major machlokes Rambam Ramban, how to figure out when these 11 days are. But there are 11 days during the month where a nida is not expecting to see blood. And during that time, if she sees dam, she does not become a nida. She becomes a zava. Now a nida, when a woman becomes a nida, if she bleeds for 5 seconds, or if she bleeds for 6 days, 23 hours, and 59 minutes, it's the same halacha. She's tameh for a total of 7 days. A zava works a little differently. If a zava bleeds for 1 day, she's tameh that day, the next day she has to do bedikah, make sure she doesn't bleed, and then she's good. She bleeds for 2 days, she's tameh for those 2 days, next day, again, make sure does bedikah, make sure she's not bleeding again, she's good. If she bleeds for 3 days in a row, she becomes what's called a zava gedola, her whole status changes, now she needs shiva nikiyim, something that even a nida doesn't need. She needs 7 clean days, not just 7 days. It means 7 days of daily checking to make sure that there's no blood. That's zava gedola. The safra la is not about a nida. Right? The safra la is about zava gedola. She has to count 7 clean days by constantly checking. Now, either way, both a nida and a zava gedola are nisra karis to the husband. They're both not allowed to be with the husband. So it's not going to make much of a difference in terms of that, but in terms of the Isra Labaila, either one would have been a good enough source for Eirach Nembi Surin, but Zava Gedola is the source. It happens to be that Zava Gedola is the source that we're quoting. Now, how do I know how to categorize Zava Gedola? Is it Tum of Tara? Is it Isra Veheter? Or is it Davar Shebe'erva? So this is a major discussion in the Achronim. I handed to you today toward the end of Seder a piece from Rav Yosef Engel in Asfon D'Araisa, where he discusses this issue, both of these issues. Meaning, is it Isra Veheter versus Tumentara, and is it Isra Veheter versus Davar Shebe'erva? Let's start with the last paragraph of the Asfon D'Araisa that I handed you, because I mentioned it to you yesterday. I left the extra in the basement. I didn't give you one? I apologize. Maybe we'll call somebody. What? Yeah, look on somebody maybe. So, V'ayin Od, last paragraph. V'ayin Od b'sefer Aderes Eliyahu la'Grazal, Parsha Shoftim. Allah kosov ki yipali b'mcha davar l'mishpat, bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, bein nega l'nega. I mentioned this yesterday. It's a gra. V'zel shono. Sha'atora nechlekes l'shisha chalakin. The Torah is divided into six sections. Tohar v'tamei. Asur u'mutter. Chayiv v'zakai. Bein dam l'dam hu asur u'mutter. Bein dam l'dam is a reference to Isser v'heter. Kedei l'tarisha l'bayla. Because when your mouth can be different types of dam, when do you ever need to be mavchin between different types of dam in order to make a woman mutter to her husband? We call it latari shalabaila, but it's to make her mutter, that the husband shouldn't have an isser to be with his wife. So that's isser v'heter. Bein din l'din u chayev v'zakai. That's dine mamanus. Who's chayev, who's zakai? Bein nega l'nega, hu tameh v'tohar. And bein nega l'nega means tumentara. Says Rav Yosef Engel, it's clear in the gra what the gra thinks nida is. Which category does nida fit into? Isser v'heter. Umavur de dam nida v'ziva ha'osri shalabayla he besug iser v'lo besug tuma. That's iser. That's not tuma. V'hainu behechreich mishum da iser labal einenu mipas tuma rak iser gredahu ukanam. Says like I've already explained, the iser to the husband is not because she's tamei, but it's because she's aser. Meaning, when a woman becomes a nida or a zava, is she tamei? Yes. But there are tzvei dinim in nida. She's both tamei and aser. The reason she can't be with her husband is because she's aser, not because she's tamei. We use lashon kedei l'taher isha l'bayla. Umashkas kedei l'taher isha l'bayla. Kavanasa bechreich lahatir. Ela denak alishon de gemara brachas dalet amin alef. Va'ani yaday melechalks v'dam shvir. U'bishil yekedei l'taher isha l'bayla. V'zeh pashav. Just 1 second. It says, why does the Gemara use the expression, why does the Gra use the expression, letaher isha labayla? Because he's just borrowing the expression the Gemara uses at the beginning of Brachos. The Gemara at the beginning of Brachos says that David HaMelech says how he's a much bigger tzaddik than all the other kings of the other nations, because all the other kings, you know, are busy enjoying themselves, getting manicures or whatever, and he's getting his hands dirty trying to paskin on different dam to be Matar Isha Labayla. So we use that expression, but it's not really a din in Tara. Does that really answer the question? Why did David use the expression Latar Isha Labayla? Probably what David meant is Latar Isha and also Labayla. David had to deal with Tumantara also. He had to worry about Tumantara also. Plus Labayla. Yeah.
The only reason she's also is because she's Tame, meaning the us, I mean, at least, I don't know, maybe.
Unless we can split it and say, not necessarily, that she's not us because she's Tame.
Why else would she be us then?
Because she's Aser. Meaning maybe there's something called an Isser Nida, that Nida involves two separate things that happen at once.
When she's a Nida, she becomes Tameh.
Right. Yeah. You become both Tameh and Aser.
But the only... But there's, there would no...
Meaning...
Be, there
would be no Isser, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. Is it an Isser for a husband to become Tameh from his wife who's a Nida? Or an Isser for him to have Bia with his wife who's a Nida? Is it a Maisa Isser Bia or an Isser of Tuma? That Bia is going to be Metameh him. Which is an Isser.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you had a suffix in a Rishus HaRabim whether she was a Nida.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you could have come up with such a case. So if it's suffix Tuma, you could be making Rishus HaRabim. But if it's suffix Isser Nida, Pashos we would say it's a suffix Daraisa. So you'd have to go Luchumra. Suffix is always the best nafkamina between these categories.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to see the whole piece of Rav Yosef Engel. Now just one more little part of it, working backwards, the second to last paragraph, the Kuzari. Rav Shechta says that when he opens up, he once said that when he takes his Kuzari off the shelf and he opens it up, it always opens up to this page of the Kuzari, because it's the only Kuzari he ever read. I don't know, but then I've heard him quote Kuzaris in other places also. But the Kuzari, quoted by Rav Yosef Engel, says like this, Amar HaChaver, HaTuma VaKedusha Bezin Yonim Zeh Keneged Zeh. Tuma and Kedusha are two separate issues. You can't have Kedusha without Tuma. You can't have Tuma if there was no potential for Kedusha. Very famous concept in Machshava. That Tuma is the absence of Kedusha. May say Akl are not Metame Ba'ohel. Why not? Why is a non-Jewish dead body not Metame Ba'ohel? Whereas Jewish dead body is Metame Ba'ohel? Because the Jewish body has more Kedusha. And when the Neshama leaves, that vacuum that's created by the absence of Kedusha leaves room for Tumah. Has to be filled with something, so it's filled with Tumah. Ki inyan ha-Tumah einenu ki im davar sha-asar al-baylov lingoa bedavar midivri ha-kedusha mashu mekudosh lelukim kama ha-kohanim ma-chalim al-busham va-chumus va-karbanos u-beis ha-migdash vizul zeh harbe. Tumah is something that the baylim is not allowed to touch, something that is kedusha, and that's what gives him a sense of Tumah. Something that was kadosh. Trumos, you have a major issue of tuma because it's so holy. Okay, I don't want to get into all the details over here. Now, says Rav Yosef Engel, Vine Vadai. Ah, at the end he says, Umashem Tzinu Hayom. Ah, here it is. Umashem Tzinu Hayom. Iser shchivas hanida vayoledes. Why nowadays do we have an iser of sleeping with a nida? We don't have any din of tumantara anymore. Do we observe any of the laws of tumantara? Why are we observing this one law of tumantara? Einu mepnei atuma, avul hi mitzvah greida me'is habore. It's not a din in tuma. It's just because it's a mitzvah. What's he saying? What's the Kuzari saying? It's a very stark akasha that the Kuzari asks, no? All of Tumantara is null and void, but this one thing we keep. Of all the things to keep, the hardest one, why do we... So what's the answer? Because Nida Labayla is two things. It's Tumantara, but it's also Isser. The Tumantara we don't keep anymore. Do you have to worry about sitting on a Moshav Nida, a Zava? The chair your wife sat on, you're not allowed to sit on because you didn't come Tamei? No, you don't have to worry about that. Because that's only a din tumah shabbat. What do you have to worry about sleeping with her? Because that's a din iser v'had. So it's at least partially Isser v'heter, maybe as Vengel suggests. We'll see some of the other rayas maybe tomorrow. We have shir with Rabbi Levin tomorrow, but we'll see some of the other rayas next time. Yitzhak Hashem, Sunday.